Hi, Sally Spillane. Welcome to the Garden Show and Home, brought to you by North Elm Home Furniture Accents and Mattresses on North Elm Avenue in Millerton, northelmhome.com. Phantom Gardener, organic from the start, sustainable for the future on Route 9 in Rhinebeck and at thephantomgardener.com. And Stories Nursery in Freehold, New York, a gardener's destination for over 60 years. Visit them at storiesnursery.com. And today, Erin Pister from Ward's Nursery in Great Barrington. She's the perennial guru. And but it is time to start thinking about seed starting. My feeling is it's too early to start seed starting, but it's really a good time, especially if you haven't done it before, to try and figure out how you're gonna do it. So Ward's has such a great selection of everything you're gonna need for seed starting that I asked Erin to kind of walk us through some of the ways you can successfully start seeds. There's always the kitchen window. However, hi, Erin.
Hi. Your kitchen window may not be as big as you want it to be.
Yeah. And it may not get as much light as you want it to get.
This is true. Light is very important to seed start for sure. Especially in February, March, when there isn't that much light.
I know. And it's the light is the sun is still incredibly low. I'm kind of shocked by that. You know, I think it should be like higher in the sky. So it's not getting through trees, shrubs, anything that might be in the way of that kitchen window. So, yeah, I mean, you can put some seeds in an egg carton and pray. Or what, Erin? What would you do?
I would just maybe start planning and deciding on what it is that you want to grow, whether it's vegetables or flowers or something just very simple indoors with the kids. And starting planning and take a couple weeks, because really you don't want to start planting anything indoors till the second week in March or so. You know, that way the sunlight gets better, the days get longer. Those are all important things for a successful seed starting season.
So, do you start seeds?
No, we do it here. So I have very terrible light. I live in an old 100-year-old house, and that is one thing that I do not have is really great light location for the amount of seeds I'd want to start. So I cop out and I get the seed starts, the started plants already.
Yeah, and that's another thing to remember is that so many things you can already get started. So when you're making your list of what you want, that's a really good way to kind of limit the amount of space you'll need. I always feel like it's useless to grow basil, cilantro, you know, just so many annual herbs, because you don't need that many of them. And when it is good to start those from seed is when the season's already started and you want a late crop.
Right.
So if you already have those seeds, maybe just hang on to them and plan on getting some starts.
I think too, that helps keep everybody positive, because herbs are also a little challenging to start indoors. And like Sally said, get those herbs already started, then seed your later crop when it's primo sunlight and warmth. And then you can physically get out there and water, or we'll get the rain. But that's the best way to have success. And also, too, those herbs are going to take up some real estate that you maybe want to start some flowers. And so that allows you to kind of play both games and decide to use
And
that.
I've noticed that over the years, the selection of four packs for herbs is huge. I mean, you could get six different kinds of basil. You can get, all kinds of things. So instead of limiting yourself to one kind of basil, if you just wait for the starts, you could maybe have three kinds.
And also too, you think about, not to discourage people, but the all of the basil seeds that are in one package, there's a lot. And so are you intending to plant that many plants? You can sometimes overwinter or save the seeds another year, but the germination rate goes down. So there's that to consider as well, not to throw so much information onto people's plates, but seed starting is very fluid like that, where there's a lot to think about.
Yeah, and I think the number one place to start thinking about it is how much space do you actually have? Look at the back of your seed pack, see how many seeds are in the pack, figure out, how much of a seed starting tray they're going to fill, and then where you're going to put it.
Exactly. I think that's probably the most discouraging part is everybody gets excited. Oh, $2.99 a package of basil, and it costs $4.99 a four pack. So they look at it that way, but then you start to seed that basil and it's taking up a 4x4 square in your basement under grow lights. And you really wanted to seed those zinnias, and so now you don't have that space. So,
Yeah. So space, be realistic about the amount of space you have. And then how best to use that space. Now, you mentioned grow lights in your basement. Is it going to be warm enough in your basement?
right. Yeah, there's that to consider as well. So, I wish I had written out kind of a little list of things that are your top five things to consider. But yes, I would say light, available space, the warmth, and that's just general warmth. You don't want it near a heating source, hot air from wood stove or forced hot air unit. And then also, if I didn't say light, and then also your availability to babysit these for the extended period of time that you need.
That is, I think, where I always fail, is in the timing thing. There's this wonderful thing called damping off, and I am a pro at damping off, which is when there's too much moisture and the stems of those little teeny seedlings just rot off at the ground.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the main things people come in with, especially if they put their seeds near a drafty window, because that soil stays cool and wet for an extended period of time, and then they start to rot. And then you get
Right.
really bummed out pretty quickly.
Then you're back to the four pack.
Right.
So start thinking about the joy of the four pack. I really have, I mean, cilantro, which I think is like, I love cilantro. It bolts so fast. You don't need more than three plants because they're going to get out of control so fast.
Right.
Why start it?
I agree. That is one that I will always buy. We'll sell it in a four pack, or we'll sell it in a bulky 3.5 inch pot, where if you want a few plants, you can pull them apart. Very nice and gently. But cilantro is just one that to start with, I will buy a plant and then I'll seed later in the season when it cools down, which they like, because bolting is definitely an issue for me.
Yeah, and they go fast. I mean, you can go to bed one night and get up the next morning, and your whole three plants have bolted. You know, it's just, oh boy. And I love fresh cilantro, you know, and, you know, and I love my basil and, you know, and I love my perennial herbs, you know. So it's really great to have a lot of herbs, but you know, really look and see how many seeds are in the pack before you go crazy. I mean, if you have a cold frame and you want to go crazy, or if you're growing thyme for your lawn, you know, some, situation where you really need a lot, yeah. But always check, read the package. That's like the number one thing I think we all have to do. Wait, take a quick break. Erin Pieter is here from Ward's Nursery, Garden Center, and Wild Bird Shop in Great Barrington. They're open and they have everything for starting seeds, and they have the brain power to help you. Garden Show and Home brought to you by Victoria Gardens, Plant Nursery, Garden Center, and Wild Bird Shop. Nope. That's not true. Victoria Gardens Plant Nursery and Garden Center on Route 213 in Rosendale, victoriagardens.biz, Wallkill View Farm Market, your farm market for all seasons, Route 299 West in New Paltz, Wallkill View Farm Market, and Limber Tree Services, the Hudson Valley's professional arborist, limbertree.com. We're taking our break. We'll be right back.